Most people have been spending more time outdoors in order to cope with the pandemic. But what people might not know is that can constitute a real form of therapy. Claire Beach, a certified nature and forest therapy guide, says that forest therapy is attracting more and more people as the COVID-19 pandemic drags on.
Getting outdoors is a space that they feel safe. It's one of the few spaces that they feel free, and they feel comfortable.
Beach became a certified guide in 2018 after trying forest therapy a few times herself. Her forest therapy walks, which are often open to the public, last around 2 or 3 hours, but she says they'll only travel a kilometer or two. Forest therapy, she says, is all about slowing down and noticing your surroundings.
We begin a very, very slow walk into the woods, and I'll offer a series of invitations like, you know, wander with your sense of touch. And see what it is that you find, or follow a color that appeals to you and see where it takes you.
University studies have shown that this kind of time spent in nature can reduce stress hormones and strengthen your immune system. Will Britton has gone on several walks with Beach, and he says forest therapy helped him deal with a divorce. He also says forest therapy not only clears his overthinking brain, but also connects him to his childhood.
More often than not, when I get into it, there are childhood memories that I have forgotten, or I love the idea of kind of climbing across a tree or skipping through a little riverbed or those sorts of things. There's a real playful element that's come out of it.
Britton says that connecting to this more playful side of himself has really helped him cope with the lack of social interaction due to COVID-19. Beach hopes that she can continue taking people on more forest therapy walks in the future, to help everyone cope with this long winter. For Kicker, I'm Anna Stafford.